Hello, good evening. Hi. My name is Sarah Zoltash, beloved Sarah Zoltash. Actually, this is the first year that I've used this beloved kind of opening. And when I arrived here and they were checking me in, very efficient checking me in, and I kept saying, Sarah, my name is Sarah. And then eventually they looked, they were like, oh, beloved. And I was like, oh, whoops. Yeah, sorry, beloved. So it's quite new. And the whole hour will be filled with prayers, as well as this call to prayer, as well as stories and various ways in and out of this very complicated thing that we have in our lives called Islam. And so to open this moment, there's a prayer that I learned from a Jewish teacher of mine that I have translated into Farsi as well, which is the language they speak in Iran, just to open this space and to begin to open our full root body, everything all the way up and down that's been wriggling and moving around here in fusion. Just begin to open that channel with the voice. If at any time you feel moved to allow your voice to move through you, know that it is most welcome here. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Goddess, open my lips. Open my lips and I will sing your praises. Astoro La boye man, la boye man, boz kon, ahangi ishq bekhanam. Goddess, open my lips, open my lips and I will sing your praises. Astara, la bhaye man boz kon, ahangi ishq bekhanam. Jacob, could we have the birds now, please? Times of day when we just know that it's time to sing. Whether it's the morning or the evening, whether it's that howling in the middle of the day or those late nights by the fire, there is no song that the birds do not know. And so I brought some birds with me. Now, to prepare us for prayer, I'd like you all to stand, please. Standing. Yeah, yeah, good. So lots of this whole hour is going to be full of me teaching you to do things that most people would never teach you to do. They are things that are super powerful and will start whipping spirit around inside your bodies almost effortlessly. And this is the first one. This they call spinning. So you'd have one hand to the ground, doesn't matter which one, one hand to the sky. It and just keep going. That's it. Make some space for yourselves. Feel free to whirl all around the place. There's all of this space down at the front here. If you're on the edges and you really want some more whirling space, come in and whirl. This is your moment. People whirl for hours and hours. Some of the people who've done this have whirled for days. They've kept whirls going for 100 days by just whirling and tapping out and then some other guy coming in and whirling. And often it's only guys who get to do it. And all the time they have to go through loads of training and all sorts of hoops they have to jump, but not you. You are just whirling free right now. Yes, keep it going. I want you to just keep that going, feeling into it, while I bring in a prayer for our sunset. This is a translation of the Quran. By sun, noonday brightness, by following the game, by day revealing glory, by night enshrouding flame, by heaven they build, by earth they sustain. By heaven they build, by earth they sustain. By soul, their souls balance. By soul, their souls balance. By soul, by soul, by soul, by soul, they breathe into this wickedness, they breathe into this wickedness, they breathe into this piety. Kept pure. You're doing so well. Undone are they, corrupted. Blessed now are they, kept pure. Undone are they, corrupted. Blessed now are they, kept pure. Undone are they, corrupted. You're bringing your swirl to a slow, closing your whirl and bringing all of the energy that you have been turning with into your body, into your heart, into your chest, placing your hands crossed over your chest, coming to a stillness now, coming to a slow stillness now. And in this peace, and in this stillness, we open again our hearts to this thing, this moment, this turning, this being, this oneness, this thing that she's doing. Is it Islam? You can sit down if you like. This thing that she's bringing, well, I'll tell you, I definitely am not allowed to be doing this kind of Islam. And I definitely know that when I do it, it's good Islam. So whether that makes it real Islam or not, I don't know. What I know is that I began as a performance artist, a theatre maker, many years ago, offering this prayer as part of my, you know, like, stuff that I was doing. And actually, it touched at a core of something that really moves people, you know? It moves people to shift themselves, to change themselves, to change how they feel about Islam. Like, I say the word Islam over and over again, but like, what is she? Is she from a sect? Do her parents know that she's doing this? Like, is she allowed? Is she gonna get in trouble? Are we gonna get in trouble? But I just kept doing it, and I kept seeing that the people in front of me were moved. And over the years, the dawns, they called to me. The dawns, the dusks, these different times of day to come together. Friday evening, so sacred. These times. Sometimes then, even usurped sun is sealed by time. Stars plummet to earth and then burst, quaking the constant mountains. Patient hustlers abandon fertile mares in high season. Wild things, yes, yes, beast, wind, briar, pool, all tether themselves in original congregation. Sipping seas, sanctity, alight. They sing in sanctity. My family are from Iran. And when I think of the line, the straight line that this being, the one here in front of you, hi Sarah, it was me, the line that I make between me and where I've come from. They have all these words, these like stumbling words, like privilege and migrant and terrorist and all these stumbling words along this line of where I came from. But what I know is that it's the women in my world that have held the thread of spirit and they've passed it on to each other. So it felt like the least I could do if I was coming here and I was raving and I was like dancing and being in the big beat and being like with just these incredible people who are changing and moving the world, the least I could do was come and represent those women. Violence, dying, humiliated, begs the live buried girl child. May I know your buried sin? Hand, lifting bookmark, dusted with salt, casts now her circle in the open. These translations, these words, this one now is called the eclipse in the Quran. The eclipse, how does the story of the eclipse sit alongside these stories of how women should dress and how we should treat each other and how we should go to war? And how can this story of the eclipse sit in amongst those words and still tell the truth? Summoning Eden close with our tongues, we sing paradise at last. Never doubt, never doubt, never doubt. Then let each one know how we came here to be. However much astrology, auspice, cartomancy, scrying, we wail the dark nights through bright mornings and insist on prophecies false and true and persist in evolution of sanity blown through or bring reciprocal banquet to our councils or weave courage into our stories. There is only one. One clear horizon. One eye beholding, one path, one song, to be played by nimble-fingered fiddlers, to be danced by laughing candlelight. So what will have you, companion? Let each rebellion of creation comfort you who longed for a simple road. That road is paved by the will of oneness. And each is sovereign who freely goes. So that sovereignty, that freedom is ours when we accept that even creation holds rebellion. That were it not for rebellion, we would have no creation. Were it not for creation, we would have no rebellion. And in that spirit, I ask you, I invite you to stand if you'd like to learn how to pray. Would you like to stand and learn how to pray? Okay, great, great. So, hands up if you've seen Muslims in prayer. You've seen it? Okay, great. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to get way closer to each other. You need to be shoulder to shoulder so that there's no gaps. You'll just need to like come in. Ivan, you whole crew in the corner, everyone. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Bogdan, come on. Yeah. Great. So you want to be, yeah. Great. So as we move through these, so make sure you're touching shoulder to shoulder. You should all be friends by now in this festival. And even just this tiny little bit of contact can fill you up with oxytocin. So tuck yourselves in. That guy. Yeah, that guy. They really won't start until you're all tucked in. And so I'm just following. This is one bit of the Islamic tradition that I'm... Great. So there's 8 moves, and the first move is a setting of intention. Standing, you can stand like this, you can stand like that. either way, but you're setting an intention. You're setting an intention for your prayer. This is like, I intend to focus. I intend to give this my all. I intend to something. And once you've set that intention, and you'll find that you become into a rhythm with each other. For now, feel into it. Once you've set that intention, here. And then you want to offer your hands up to the sky. This is move two. Great, that's move two. Great, hands up to the sky. I'm just gonna give you all of this. Great. Move three. And pick a spot on the floor and set your intentions with the ground as well. You've offered that energy up to the sky. You've set this intention within yourself. Now offer that as you're doing this sort of semi-bend, like the yogis among you can get the good stretch in. Great. And now come back up to standing. And having spent that time with the ground, reset your intention. And then offer your listening ears. Move five. Okay. And the next move, you're going to bow down all the way to the floor and place your forehead upon it. Yes. Just offer your vision, your seeing, your crown's power, that bow that down, everything so that it can be part of this earth. And then sitting up where you are. I'm just looking at my notes. I totally know what I'm doing. And this time you want to, I'm just motioning, but what you want to do is you want to feel into that strength that you just offered to the ground and allow it to come all the way up your body and all the way up your spine. So you've been bowed down and now you want to just from the root all the way up, feel it. And then this time you bow down, but this time you kiss the ground. Kissing the ground, offering your breath, your lips, your speech, your words, your prayers, your songs, offering that to the ground. Excellent. And then the last move, you look over each shoulder and offer gratitude. And you can do it a few times, so maybe you catch each other's eye, maybe you don't, that's okay, but you're just offering gratitude. And then once you've done that, you stand up again. Great. That's the moves. They have slightly different ways of teaching them, but that is basically the moves. So should we go through those? So intention. Offering hands. Excellent. So this is our moment now, this prayer, this Friday prayer. There are all sorts of other words that are commonly used when this prayer is being offered, but these are the ones that I know. So I'm going to offer this prayer and I invite you to go through these motions. You remember them? Show me you remember them. Intention. Hands. Excellent, very excellent. So I'm just going to ask you to just start doing that in your own time. You start doing that in your own time and I'll begin to offer the prayer as well. I will offer the prayer three times and you just move through those cycles, and then afterwards we can go through some of the words of the prayer and what it all means. Does that sound good?
Sure, great.
Okay, in your own time, as you're ready. And again, just keep moving through it, try to come into a rhythm with it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hello. Good. I want to teach this to you. Come closer. Come closer, come closer. I wasn't going to teach it to you, but you're so good. But actually, yeah, come as close as you can. And sit down. So I wasn't going to do this, but actually you're so good that I think I will. So this is the cards that you're receiving now. They have the words to the call to prayer on them. They have the Arabic in phonetic, like Latinate script, and they also have the translation in English. So if you want, we can go together. And then what I'd like to do is to read it through to you, and then I'll teach it to you, and we'll do it together. It's like, it doesn't have to sound like I do it. It can sound in any way that you want to do it. And then this way, what you're doing is you're calling out to the deep longing of all beings to return to oneness. And you're listening very closely to see if they respond. So, and just, if you've got the cards now, the first line, you see, it says, Allahu Akbar. And that means oneness is greatest. Allahu Akbar. Oneness is greatest. That's repeated four times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oneness is greatest, oneness is greatest. And next line, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Oh my God, I'm so excited, I'm on tiptoes. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. It means I testify there is no God greater than oneness. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I testify that there is no God greater than oneness. Okay? Next line, Hayya alal falah. It means come to sanctuary. Hayya alal falah. It means come to safety, come to success, which just shows you how important it was to gather and come together and be safe. That literally meant that you were successful. The next line, Hayya alas salah. It means come to prayer. Hayya alas salah. Come to prayer. And the next line, Allahu Akbar. Because what else are you going to do when you get together to pray? Allahu Akbar. Oneness is greatest. Allahu Akbar. And then the last line, La ilaha illallah. It means there is no God greater than oneness, which is a bit like the earlier line, except this time we don't have to say, I testify. Because you've already done the whole thing. You've kind of done the whole thing. So you don't need to be like, I've done the thing. Everyone knows. And yeah, so it's just La ilaha illallah. There's no God greater than oneness. Okay? So, what I'll do is I'm going to do it with a click. It's very simple. And all the people who aren't directly in my vision here, this beautiful throng, all the people out there who I can see in the dim and distances, you can join in too. And it's just repeat after me. Very simple. Watch my lips. Allahu Akbar. One, two, three. Allahu Akbar. Excellent. Listening. Allahu One, two, three. Allahu Akbar. Excellent. Now listening, it's a long line. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Did you get it? You got it? One, two, three, four. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. One more time. One, two, three, four. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Excellent, excellent. Now listening. Hayya Longfellow. One, two, three. Hey-yo, Longfellow. You're really doing it, and I really hear you. I can literally hear each one of your voices singing, and you sound beautiful. Next line. Hey-yo, Alos, Sela. Ready? One, two, three. Hey-yo, listening, Allah Akbar. One, two, three. Allah Akbar. Oh, and the last line. I'm so moved. And the last line. No. Did you get that one? One, two, three, four. No. Okay, great. Now you know it. We can just do it together one time. And I've gotten into some people have corrected me, because sometimes I offer the call every single day. At the moment, every day at sunset, and sometimes every day at dawn. In the winter and autumn, every day at dawn. And sometimes I like to stand or sit or dance or move or swim, many things while calling. But I've heard that it's really good if you stand. So if you want to stand. Okay. I'm going to keep a click going. Yeah, you've got it. You've got your prayer cards in your hands. You know what you're doing. And remember, it's like everything comes in pairs. So if you miss it the first time around, you'll catch it the second time. Okay, you ready? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh, I love saying that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It means in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. But actually, Ram and Rahim, compassionate and merciful, both come from the root word Ram, which means womb. And Allah means oneness. So really, you're talking about these different facets of the great creative feminine in the name of oneness. Rahman, Rahim. You ready? You ready? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Hayya Allah. Fellow.
Hiya! Blessings to you. Thanks.
Not yet.
Yeah. So it's customary now to, as you've learnt to do, to kneel on the ground and kiss the ground 3 times and place your forehead upon it in an alternating way to release all of that energy that comes out back into the earth. So that's nearly everything. You can ask me questions now, and then I can do a song or a closing prayer, or we can do a closing prayer and then you can ask me questions. Which one would you prefer? The second one. Okay, good. So, as I mentioned to you, I've been calling every day and waking every day at dawn for a long time. And I love the dawn so much. It teaches me just how easy it is to be in such a full panorama of beauty. So easy, you just wake up at the right time of day. The sky is the greatest show on earth, I swear. Right. And so I wrote this song about the dawn, and everything else that you've heard has been some translation of a translation of a translation. It's been the way that this, I call it a rusty bag of tools. I inherited this rusty bag of tools and this world changing, moving, so dangerous sometimes, demands that I carry this rusty bag of tools called Islam. So I'm pretty determined to do something with them that helps my friends. And this is a tool that I've made for myself. Not yet. I was joking earlier saying I think I'm the only thing in the whole of Fusion that doesn't have a beat. There's no like bass line. But if you do want to do something to participate in this, the rhythm goes together, 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 together. People on the outside, together. Together, together, we wake to the dawn. Thanks. To the moon still in bloom. Together, in the morning prayer. Bless my life. In the morning all of dark is forgotten.
In the morning prayer, kiss my lips. In the morning, all of creation is blessed. I am as in love with here. As I am, as I am, as I am. Longing, go longing, go longing, go longing, go longing. Longing, go longing, go longing, go longing, go longing. Every morning I remember sun and day's eternal glory. Morning rising rewards slumber. Morning patience honors time. Let my body wake at dawn. Dawn is when your voice shall know. So sweet we are beginning. Dawn is when your voice shall call. Aloha, 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 aloha. And your body is your vessel to become your prayers, beloved. And your pains, they are your teachers to become your prayers, beloved. I am as in love with here. As I am, as I am, as I am. Longing, go longing, go longing, go longing, go longing. Longing, go longing, go longing, go longing, go longing. Every morning I remember sun and day's eternal glory. Morning rising rewards slumber. Morning patience honors time. Let my body wake at dawn. Dawn is when your voice shall know. Air so sweet we are beginning. Dawn is when your voice shall call. And your body is your vessel to become your prayers, beloved. And your pains, they are your teachers to become your prayers, beloved. I am as in love with here. As I am, as I am, as I am. Longing, go longing, go longing, go longing, go longing. Blessings to you, dear ones. Do any of you want to share your blessings? Make a shout out to anyone? Your mother, your brother, a birthday, a lover, anyone? Now is the time. This is a super blessed moment right now. You shout that name out and it's gonna get some serious vibes. Yes, 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 bless, yes. I bless the tenderness and the fragility of the freedom that we share in these spaces. I bless Content for booking me. And I bless you all for bringing your bodies and your hearts and your minds and your hands and your voices into this moment, into this simple moment of prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you. Thank you. And now, questions? Yes. It's funny to do like a Friday prayers sermon and then do a Q&A, but sure. Okay. I'm up for it.
So do we have any questions to Sarah? Is there anybody? Otherwise, we can leave the moment as it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm here on site for another 4 hours. I'm going to a wedding where I'm leading prayers tomorrow evening. And this has been a wonderful dip into a world that feels so kindred to my own. But I feel like I have so many new people to love. I'm very grateful. Thank you. I always forget to say, my name is Sarah Zoltash. You can follow me all over all the social medias. I have a Patreon, all that shit. I always forget. I'm always like, bye, love God, bye.